For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake surprised his colleagues on both sides of the aisle when he called for a delay in the Senate vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation after releasing a statement earlier saying he would vote to confirm him. He said he wanted an FBI investigation of Kavanaugh's alleged sexual misconduct. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't think that needs to happen.
I've never heard a more compelling defense of one's honor and integrity than I did from Brett Kavanaugh.
Earlier in the day, Flake was cornered by sexual assault survivors in an elevator.
I didn't tell anyone, and you're telling all women that they don't matter.
President Trump, who approved the request, says it will all work out in the end.
Do they have to do what they think is right? There's no message whatsoever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hurricane Rosa, packing Category 3 winds, moved Friday off Mexico's Pacific coast, with forecasters expecting its swells to affect the Southern California surf this weekend.
Rosa will begin weakening overnight. It is expected to be a tropical storm when it nears northern portions of the peninsula on Monday night. Still, it will spread rain into the southwest U.S. by Tuesday and Wednesday, with 1 to 3 inches possible and possible flooding in western Arizona, southern Nevada, and Utah.
Facebook says it doesn't know yet whether hackers who exploited a security breach have misused any of the 50 million user accounts' personal information. CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Security is an arms race, and we're continuing to improve our defenses. And I think that this also underscores that there are just constant attacks from people who are trying to take over accounts or steal information from people in our community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Secretary of State does a cameo on a sitcom. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The Hillary Clinton makes a cameo appearance on a TV comedy, applying to be Murphy Brown's secretary.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you have all the requisite skills, computer, email.
Emails. I do have some experience with emails.
Clinton's guest spot was filmed 2 weeks after the pilot episode with no studio audience in a closed set with only essential crew. The scene was cut from screeners and out to press and critics, so it would be a surprise. And Clinton's guest spot received no promotion ahead of the show's airing on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami has killed at least 384 people, and hundreds of people have been injured on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. John Clemens has more.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.